Gibbs now crouched over, his face creased in agony. The arrow that had pierced his football was buried half its length into the ground. He glanced up at Lanner, expecting no mercy from him.
If you're gonna finish me off, make it quick, striped dog.
The badger strode over and grasped the arrow. With a sharp tug, he pulled the arrow out, growling at Gibbsnout.
I'm no sea rat. I don't kill defenseless beasts.
Ripping the sleeve from the rat's frayed tunic, Lana grabbed a pawful of damp moss and dock leaves. The puzzle rat watched his enemy binding the wound up tight.
You mean you're letting me live?
The badger hauled him upright, slamming him against a tree.
My name is Lana Bowstripe. Take this message to Ragabal. Tell him that he and all his crew of murderers are walking dead beasts. I will find them and slay them one by one. Even you. Now, be gone from my sight and deliver my message to your captain. Tell him I'm coming. Nothing will stop me.
Lonner and Figgerlock watched Gibbsnout limping painfully off until he was obscured by the trees. Then together, the two friends took a brief meal. The squiddle wielded a blowpipe spear and poison darts taken from the slain sea rats.
Chaha! Me better just keep raving away from squirrel. You're no big beast. You're going after that sea ratter who ran away. Me go witcher. We find him afore tomorrow.
But the badger would not hear of it.
No, my friend. You have your own home and kin beasts to protect. This is something I must do by myself. I am sworn by my own oath to rid the earth of Ragabal and all his vermin. But I thank you for saving my life, Figgerlock.
The elderly squirrel took his paw.
Chaha! So be it, Lana. You are the true warrior. You saved us from a raven. Glad Figgerlock could save you too. Me no forget ya. All of my life. Always think of you.
Averting his eyes, Lonnon inspected the long dagger he had taken from Gibbsnout, pleased that it was a good blade. When he looked up again, Figgerlock had gone, vanished into the treetops. The sea rat's trail had gone off to the southeast. Lonnon picked it up and followed the tracks. As he walked, the badger fashioned a holder for his dagger, fitting it to his upper left arm, close to the shoulder. By late afternoon, the dense woodlands thinned out into pine groves and sand hills. In the distance, Lana could make out a dark shape to his left on the horizon. The trail of Werger's remaining sun was running parallel to the mysterious mass. Just before sunset, the badger crested the rise, which afforded a clear view of the country he was travelling through. On the one side, the hills bordered a vast dusty plain, almost like a desert wasteland. On the other side, the odd dark mass reared up into a towering line of forbidding cliffs. After a while, it grew too dark for tracking. Reaching the cliff face, Lana sighted what he knew was a cave. He climbed up and made camp there for the night. There was no need for a fire. The night was still and warm, with heat waves drifting in from the plain. Knowing he could pick up the sea rat tracks at dawn, Lana sat in the cave entrance, eating an apple and some dried fruit. He gazed up at the night sky, where a sliver of moon, resembling a slice of russet apple, was surrounded by myriads of stars twinkling in the firmament. The words of an old song rose unbidden to his mind.
When weary day does shed its light, I rest my head and dream. I ride the great dark bird of night, so tranquil and serene,
so I can touch the moon afar,
which smiles up sky, and steal a twinkle from each star. As we go winging by, we'll fly the night to dawning light, and wait till dark has ceased to marvel at the wondrous sight of sunrise in the east. So slumber on, my little one. Float soft as thistledown, and wake to see when night is done.